the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. Oh, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you'll stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me if you're in need?
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
By the way, Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner located across from Whataburger in Leesville, has a great opportunity for you. If you need counseling on weight management, and the medication to get that taken care of, they can even mail it to you. Come by, get a free evaluation and counseling. Check her out on Facebook or Instagram, Brenda Willis, FNP, for information on how to book. She's ready to help take you on that weight loss journey. What's playing at the Parkway Cinema? Civil War has just started. In addition to Civil War, there's other great movies there, including Monkey Man, The First Omen. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. With us this morning is the Attorney General of the State of Louisiana, Liz Morrill. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you with us.
Good morning, everybody.
You sent out an interesting press release that we've talked about a number of times, but I want to go back over it again. Many home structures and businesses were damaged following the severe storms and tornadoes that move across a large part of Louisiana on Tuesday, April the 10th. Attorney General Liz Morrill is alerting consumers about home repair scams and other disaster fraud schemes. There's a lot of that going on.
You know, every time there's a storm that hits, we always want to kind of push that information out so that people will be extra cautious about individuals who might be in their neighborhoods that are preying on them. We only want people to get work done on their house that's quality work done by people who are going to really carry out their and keep their promises. So we always push those tips out so that we can make people aware of things they can do to protect themselves and not be victimized twice.
There is an interesting case that I just glanced at it this morning. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. It's coming up, I think, tomorrow at Supreme Court, that may determine if about 100 of the people on the January 6th insurrection get out of jail or not. Do you see where they're looking at that?
Well, there are a number of cases that are moving up to the United States Supreme Court that deal with criminal statutes and their application to that particular situation, and this is one of them. So going to be very interesting. The Supreme Court has struck a number of statutes for being overbroad and vague. I think this is one of them that's going to get a real close look. This one in particular, I believe, is a statute that was used after the Enron scandal that was related to some obstruction charges that that I think related to the conduct of people after Enron. We'll see. I mean, the Supreme Court generally doesn't like statutes that have very broad, overbroad language when you don't, you do something and you can't really, you don't really know if you're violating the law or not because the language is so broad.
And if I remember correctly, this is a law that's been used very little up until this point.
Right, which only raises more questions about its actual application in this particular context. So, you know, we'll see what the court does. I mean, I think the general public does have a sense that the government has gone too far and has targeted people who shouldn't have been targeted, and that it's been very, very aggressive. And I think, you know, we'll see what the court does with these cases. But that is one way to kind of right the ship and make sure that the Department of Justice at the federal level isn't able to target the American people in ways that threaten our basic freedom.
How many times have you been before the Supreme Court?
Oh, gosh. I have been up there 6 times in person, and then I've been a number of times where we've argued cases just on the basis of our papers in front of the court. So probably almost a dozen at this point, but 6 times in person.
Are they pretty intimidating, or are they reasonable people?
They are intimidating. But, you know, I think that when you sit in front of Justice Alito and Justice Gorsuch, especially in criminal cases, I do think they always are pretty reasonable. And they have generally bent toward protecting liberty when it comes to evaluating criminal statutes. We've had other cases where I think that they should have been more deferential to state legislatures, like in the June medical case, where we passed a law that I thought was exceedingly reasonable, especially based on the record that we had related to the conduct of abortion clinics. So it's hard to tell what you're going to get. I mean, they live in a different world than most of us do when they're evaluating what the record is and what the laws are and how they should interpret them and how that's going to play out across all 50 states.
Are you very limited on time that you can present your information?
Very limited. Not, you know, when I first started, the first time I argued, strictly limited to 30 minutes. Over the course of COVID, they have changed some of the way they conduct oral argument. And so by comparison, the free speech case that we had in February, or right at the beginning of March when we were up there, that went on for 2.5 hours. So it's changed a lot just in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years.
Tell me about some of your recent hearings at the Supreme Court.
Well, the free speech case was a big one. You know, that's the one where we in Missouri joined together and sued the federal government over a very sprawling enterprise to censor people's speech by pressuring the platforms like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter to censor narratives that the government didn't want to see discussed on these platforms. COVID was a big major player in all of that, but it wasn't just confined to COVID. It also bled into other types of protected speech, like election speech and speech about the First Lady or the President or Hunter Biden's laptop. And so it's very, very big deal, I think, in terms of where the line is drawn between the government being able to persuade a platform that it's got something wrong and coercing them to take down speech that is protected speech if the government was trying to censor it. And so it's, you may never know what speech you were trying to share that was being taken down by a platform because they weren't telling you and the government didn't want them to.
Do you find that the Supreme Court, not necessarily talk about your case, but in general, do they normally get it correct?
I think over time they do. They don't always get it correct right out of the gate. You know, I mean, it's a dynamic process where, and I think sometimes it can take decades to get it right. You saw that with Roe versus Wade. And it's a very dynamic process where cases are pushed up to the court with a certain confined record, and then other parties can come in after that and file amicus briefs Those briefs don't contain evidence that's part of the record, but they can still be influential, and all of that gets considered by the court in a particular case. And so sometimes it takes more than one case to refine the law. It's a little bit like, you know, water hitting a rock. It gets it right over the time. Over time, it carves out a space that usually ends up correct, but it can take time.
When we come back, we're visiting with the Attorney General for the state of Louisiana. We're going to talk about the LNG lawsuit against Biden. We've got to talk about crime. Got so much more to talk about. Stay with us, if you will. Liz Morrill, Attorney General, our guest this morning. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on. Bass Heating and Cooling, they can take care of your air conditioning service right now. And if you need to call them to get them to check it out for the spring days ahead, call them at 318-554-9884. When you call, make sure you tell them you heard it on the radio. You get an additional 10% discount. Or you can go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacogo High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, you want to do some decorating at your home and you're not sure what you need to get, how to go about it. Pay Lauren Moore and the folks at Nichols a visit. They're in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning, and they can help you decorate your home and make it look great again and at a very economical cost. Nichols, waiting to serve you. Attorney General Liz Morrill is our guest this morning, and kind of unprecedented. Sending state police into New Orleans. Are we making progress in the crime in New Orleans?
We are. We're making a lot of progress, and I think you can already see that the carjacking seemed to be down. Some of the other opportunistic street crime seems to be down, and I think that's a product of having more boots on the ground. And our partnership on my side of things with Jason Williams is going very well. So, you know, we just... It takes a little time to ramp something up like this on the prosecution side, but because we're waiting for cases and arrests from the state police, but they've been busy.
So would it be safe to say in the special session that Governor Jeff Landry had that if on crime, if you look at it, the criminals lost, the good guys won?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that, you know, it's people, the legislature was laser focused on making some changes that we needed to kind of get balance back in our system. And now we've got to do some of the work, I think, to deal with prosecuting criminals, including juveniles. And, you know, that's not going to go away. We didn't solve all the problems with one criminal session, but I think we certainly laid the foundations for a change in approach. And I think it's helping.
What's in the legislative session, this session, that has the interest of the Attorney General?
Well, certainly I'm paying attention to whether we're going to have a constitutional convention. I would be, you know, monitoring the convention as it moves forward and kind of, you know, be there as an advisor to the convention if it happens. I don't know that it will, but I'm kind of monitoring that. There's a lot of different initiatives moving forward. I think there are some tort reform measures. Be interesting to see if they happen. The legislature is zeroing in on insurance reforms, and one of those things would increase our participation in investigating insurance fraud, and I certainly favor that. I believe that we should ramp up our focus on insurance fraud, and that's one of the things that we can do to help drop rates down.
Now, are you in favor of a constitutional convention?
I'm not against it. I'm not 100% for it. I'm monitoring how it's developing. I think the legislature is really sits as a continuous constitutional convention because they can pass a bill that would put an initiative on the ballot with a 2/3 vote at any time that they're in session. So I think a lot of these initiatives are things that they could be doing now while they're in session. A constitutional convention costs money, and I think that it ought to be a thoughtful process that the people can participate in. So I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I think that we need to kind of monitor how it's evolving and when it will take place to see whether it kind of meets the needs of what the people are. I do think there are changes we need to make.
I can't imagine anything worse than a constitutional convention under John Bel Edwards. And I personally would like to see a constitutional convention if we have the right people that are putting together the new Constitution. I think it's all gets down to that. Do you disagree with that comment?
Well, I think that we could I think that there's nothing that stops us from having a conversation about what we want and need to change in the Constitution. You know, talking about having a constitutional convention leads only to the next question, or it begs the question of what do you want to change in the Constitution? And I would love to see us sit down and make a list, a very specific list of the items that we want to see changed in the Constitution. I know that the governor has talked a lot about moving, and so has the leadership in the House and the Senate, about moving some things that are constitutional dedications into statute. Let's talk about what they are. And we don't need a constitutional convention to do it if we have 3/4 vote in the legislature. We could put that on the ballot immediately. I mean, you know, for the next election.
What's the chances of getting a 3/4 vote in the legislature?
Well, we have a supermajority of conservatives. I think it tests the question of how conservative they are and maybe what the policy is and what it does. I mean, some of these policies do have an effect on local government. And so, you know, they do bring out all of the individuals who fought to get them in the Constitution, come out to fight to keep them there. Maybe that's why it's hard to get a 2/3 vote. I mean, you only need a majority vote if you're in a constitutional convention, but it still has to pass the approval of the people.
We have a supermajority of conservatives, or we have a supermajority of Republicans?
No, we have a supermajority of Republicans.
Isn't there a big difference?
There is a difference. There is a difference. And, you know, that usually is revealed by the way they vote. So.
Attorney General Liz Merle is our guest this morning. We'll be back in just a moment. Northwestern State University, they provide excellence in education. But have you thought about it? What's the cost of an education, where you're going to be living at, what your child will get with a diploma? Help your young adult, male or female, make that decision. And before you do that, take a visit to Northwestern University. See what they've got to offer. See if you can start a brand new direction in education. Northwestern State University.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s, file electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance. DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
And welcome back. Is it time to get an eye exam? If it is, let me suggest Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got 14 locations to serve you, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. You can go to laieandlaser.com, or you can call them at 318-487-2020. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, they are the go-to people. Attorney General Liz Morrow is our guest this morning. Drake Owens with Northwestern University will be with us tomorrow. Then Jack McFarland on Wednesday. The LNG lawsuit against Biden, where are we at on that?
Well, we just filed it a few weeks ago, and we're moving forward with a preliminary injunction, which is a motion that you file to try and block the government from implementing a particular policy or law. And the LNG pause is one that there's no legal basis for the government implementing it. And so we're trying to get Judge Kane, where the case has been assigned, to block the government from continuing with this policy and getting them back to doing the business of approving these permits.
The litigation going on in Shreveport, I think it's completed now, about redistricting. When do you expect to get an answer there?
Very soon. So the judges, I believe, are committed to ruling before May 15th, which is the deadline that everyone understands the Secretary of State needs to know which map is going to be implemented. So if the new map is blocked by the court, then we'll have to have some discussions about what happens next. If the map is not blocked, they're going to have to reprogram the system because the current map that's programmed in is the existing 2022 map.
Any indication during court which way it's headed?
You know, there was a general sense coming out of the hearing that the judges might block the map, but I just am reluctant to ever predict what federal judges are going to do with a single judge, much less three of them in one time. So I think it's hard to say. There were a lot of good questions about how the map was drawn, what the primary purpose was in drawing the map, and certainly, you know, race was a factor because we were there due to the prior litigation over the 2022 map against the backdrop of rulings that had been issued by both the district court judge and also the Fifth Circuit and the United States Supreme Court, in addition to the cases that had been running through in Alabama that we were reading and watching. So, you know, a lot of moving parts on that side of things. But there were also political considerations that were coming into play. The governor backed having a new session and drawing a new map, and that was all political motivations for drawing a new map. So that was all very much discussed at trial by all the witnesses.
Any chance that we'll ever have a map that the majority of the people like?
Well, you know, I think that it's, yes. I think we have two maps that a majority of the people like. You know, we've passed them through the legislature both times with a super majority, and they reflect different districting, different districts. I mean, they're different, they're very different maps. But I really think what we need more than anything is more clarity going forward, whether it's this map this year for this particular round. We'll be back at this again when we go through the next census. And the Supreme Court has really made a mess of the jurisprudence, so legislatures don't have very good directions on what to do and how to do it so that we can avoid all of this litigation. My objective would be to avoid being in litigation for a decade after redistricting.
Let me ask the last question, and ask it as a question to a politician, not Attorney General. At the end of this session, do you think we'll come out with a conservative direction in Louisiana, or do you think we'll kick the can down the road?
No, I do think we will come out with a conservative direction. Now, whether we will get 100% of the conservative policies that are being proposed right now, that's doubtful. I don't think that ever happens. You know, it's a process. It's intended to be a process. That doesn't mean that we aren't going to continue to pursue conservative policies as we move forward and get some of those through. Sometimes you just have to take a little more time to convince people what the right thing to do is. And sometimes you do have to negotiate some of the terms in a bill, and that's not a bad thing. That's a feature of our system. So, you know, I do think that we are going to finish this session with some significant conservative gains.
Always enjoy Vista with you. Thanks so much for sharing your time.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to being with you next time.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me. Her words touched me like